toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
It was perhaps the greatest Super Bowl ever played, and for the fifth time in franchise history, the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. A game for the ages, filled with highs and lows. The Patriots roared back from a 25-point deficit to force the first overtime in Super Bowl history and never allowed the Falcons to get the ball. We'll relive the Super Bowl celebration on the field after the game, as well as take you along the parade route as the region celebrates another championship. But to kick off the show, let's begin with the sights and sounds from the first half of Super Bowl 51.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
For 2 weeks, we've been told by the people that download. People told us we... Well, today is not about them. Today is about your loved ones, your wives, your moms, your sisters, everybody that supported you, your hometown, everybody behind you today.
Welcome to NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, and to Super Bowl 51.
Little brother about to do it big for the family. Proud of you, man.
Let's dominate today. One more time for everybody that loves us.
Let's go. I don't need to say, you know what we need to do? Let's go out here and dominate for four quarters. Together, brothers, let's go together, all three.
Hey, have fun today, huh?
All right, don't get it.
I appreciate it. I love you, bro.
I'll see you.
Yep. Let's go to work, fellas. An opening snap, let's go. Let's go, LG. Let's go, baby, come on. Man.
Our best. Today.
Love you, baby.
Love you, man.
Brady with a handoff to Blum. Jones drives it down. Ball loose, and the Falcons seemingly got it. Brady's pressure. He throws down the middle. Pass is picked off. 20, 15, 10. He's going to waltz into the end zone and a pick six to expand the Falcons' lead.
All right. The game is not out of reach in that regard, okay? And we moved the ball up and down the field. We just got to make, got to finish a couple drives here.
Okay, still to come, the dramatic second half when Patriots All Access continues in a moment.
Coming up on All Access.
Let's go!
Hey!
We take you on the field for the emotional Super Bowl winning celebration.
That's a great feeling, to take off, to win, to end the journey the right way. That's what it was about.
But first, everybody loves a parade. We go inside the Patriots Championship Parade.
I told you, we're going to bring this sucker home, and we brought it home.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. I guarantee that this segment will end better than the last. Trust me. Here are the sights and sounds from the pulsating second half of Super Bowl 51.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
gonna be hell of a story, I tell you right now, G. People gonna want to read about this for a long time. Let's go.
Okay, hell of a story.
Hell yeah.
First and goal for the Falcons from the 5. Flares it right for Coleman at the 5. He'll outrun Ninkovich inside the pylon. Touchdown Atlanta.
Let's see what we got. Let's start off the fight. Come on now, let's go. Let's play hard. Let's play harder. Let's play everything.
Brady takes the snap, back pedals, fires left, dives across the goal line. Touchdown, Patriots!
There's one.
We gotta make some plays here, but they're wearing down now. They're wearing down.
Down by 19. It's a three-score game, and the kick is good.
Need two scores, baby.
Hey, we got a two-score ball game now. Put some pressure on them, okay?
It's a hard proposition. If they can't stop us right now, we're the guys that are stopping ourselves. We got to lay it out on the line now. Get one score and a 2 point, and this thing will get tight now. Let's go!
Hightower gets to the quarterback. Ball is loose.
You can't hear it.
Sack is flying and recovering at the 25.
Massive, massive mistake.
Tom takes the snap. Throws it for Amendola. Yeah. Touchdown, Patriots!
This thing up, get into overtime. We gotta be as strong as we've ever been at this point, this time.
On second and 11. He's thrown backward.
All right, whatever we call, we need our best right now. Everybody good? It's championship time.
Come on, Tom. Be great. Be great, baby. Be great.
Shotgun snap to Brady. Stands it. Throws down over for Evans. And he makes a catch. He did. The ball never hits the ground. 70 seconds to go. Ball just inside the one right hash mark. Tom takes the snap. He backs up. Hands it to White. Up the middle. Touchdown, Patriots. Brady under center. Tom takes the snap. Quick throw to Evans.
Watch that ball, Brady. Watch that ball, Brady. What a team.
It's a tie game in Super Bowl 51.
Yeah, let's go.
Way to go, Marty.
We got one great drive in
it. We're going to get the call to toss. Heads. They have called heads. It is heads. New England won the toss.
Tied at 28 for the first ever overtime in Super Bowl history.
This is real life now.
Second and goal to go from Atlanta 2. James White. Set behind Brady. Toss sweep right for James White. Diving to the goal line!
It's good!
Touchdown!
It's good!
And a title!
Since February of 2002, the city of Boston has hosted 10 championship parades. Yesterday was the Patriots' fifth. 1 million fans braved the elements for a glimpse of the Super Bowl champs. We'll be right back.
you guys. We do it for you. Let's go!
Hold on a second. Your birthday?
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Mike Leeson, Paul Perillo. Let me start by asking you this. 21-3, were you guys panicking? Here's the question.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, certainly at halftime, I didn't think the game was over. Now, I changed my opinion a little bit thereafter when the Patriots' first drive of the second half goes 3-and-out. But, yeah, I'm really surprised just the way the game unfolded.
It's halftime, and my initial thought was arguably their worst half of the year in the biggest game, and the formula looked familiar of some of their worst losses. I mean, I thought Giants 2 Super Bowls. I thought Denver playoff game last year. So it wasn't looking good.
When was the turning point?
You know, I thought it was over for a while in that second half, and it wasn't until the strip sack. Dante Hightower's play on 3rd-and-1, certainly a questionable decision by Atlanta. 3rd down in the yard, and you're going shotgun empty. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. But that play, I mean, it just was a number of different sequences that had to unfold in a certain way. But that gives you the short field, Mike.
Exactly.
And that allows you to save, say, 2, 3, maybe even 4 minutes. That allowed you the time to do what you needed to do. That, to me, once that happened, I thought there was a chance.
I couldn't agree with Paul more. That's the one play that I would pick because they were running out of time and they needed to get the ball back and get it in a good part of the field where they didn't need that much time to score a touchdown.
Edelman's catch, best catch ever?
Well, you know, it's funny. It was an amazing play because he did recognize that the ball was loose and went after it. And I don't know if you noticed, but he trapped the ball, and one of his hands was like backhand. And he had to sort of realign, and that's how he double-clutched it. Obviously, a lot of fortune. He said it after. I think he said something like 70% luck. I agree, but just a tremendous play.
I mean, yeah, you know why it's the best ever? Because it helped the Patriots, right? How can I pick one of the other ones,
to me,
right?
You almost have to put catches like those in different categories. The catch that Julio Jones made on the sideline was a much more impressive play, if
great
you ask
point.
Me. I mean, just different kinds of catches. But, again, give Edelman a ton of credit because it wasn't just he's on the ground. You know, he saw the ball and reacted to the ball. It wasn't just that it landed in his lap. That was an unbelievable play by Edelman.
And there are a few others, like Santonio Holmes had one.
Oh,
you know, I mean, that was another one that we could get a list together. But, I mean, in terms of recently, I mean, put it right up at the top, Steve.
So when you look at this game now and you look at their comeback, obviously the Patriots came back, but then it was the Atlanta side of things where
sure.
You're bringing
choked.
Up the C word?
I am bringing up the C word.
Yeah, there was a lot of choking involved. But the Patriots had to do so many things. Like, even after the strip sack, the first play after that, Tom Brady gets sacked.
Right.
So you're like, well, Atlanta's making the plays here to stabilize things, but it didn't matter. They just went right in, and they were not to be denied. I think once it got that to that turning point, I think that they were going to score. It was just a matter of the two-point conversions. So you have to give the Patriots so much credit. For 16 points is so difficult to get those 2 two-point conversions. They were able to do it. But, I mean, you can't ignore the play calling. Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan are going to have a lot of sleepless nights. But that's for Falcons football.
I mean, that's really the question that a lot of people have asked. You know, did the Patriots win it or did the Falcons lose it? And I generally hate those questions because it makes it seem like it's black or white, like it has to be one or the other. Patriots still had to make a lot of plays, Steve. 75-25 would be my sort of split. 75 Patriots make the plays, 25 the Falcons. What are you thinking?
Right.
I mean, we talk about situational football in New England. That was like a lesson in how not to play situational football.
Greatest Super Bowl ever?
Certainly the most historic, and for all the records that were set and the comeback and all that, I don't think it was particularly well played for large stretches of it, so I have a hard time calling it. I mean, I'm biased to the Seattle game.
Yes.
I think the Seattle game was two heavyweights going toe-to-toe playing very well against each other. This was the Falcons played really well for a while, and then the Patriots played really well, but, you know, in between it wasn't so much.
Yeah, I say no to that question. I'm a little more decisive on it because I didn't think it was the best game.
No,
I thought
agree.
It was the best comeback.
Yep.
If you like the Patriots, of course, you know. How can you get better than a 25-point comeback when the biggest comeback prior to that point in the Super Bowl was 10 points? But up to that point, I mean, if you ask Patriots fans, was it the best Super Bowl? I don't think they would say that it was because of the result, and that was because of the fourth quarter and overtime.
Well, guys, it's been a great year.
I don't want it to end, season. Steve.
We got those,
there were
we got
no days off.
Right, no days off.
Exactly. Where are we going?
All right, well, that will do it for this week's edition, this year's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. We're going to leave you with the sights and sounds from after they win a Super Bowl 51.
Toss sweep right for James White. Cuts it under the right arm. Cuts it upfield. Driving forward. Diving to the goal line.
It's still
a touchdown. And a title for the Patriots.
I can't believe it.
Wow. What a game, huh?
That's a great feeling, you know, to take off, to win, to end the journey the right way. That's what it was about.
You know, it just goes to show you just keep getting up, and one more time, you never know. If you get up that one more time, it could, you know, put you on top of the world, and that's what's happened.
Come here! Come here!
We want to see you.
What do I think about being a champion?
That's pretty cool.
Super Bowl Marty. That's gonna be my new name.
Let's go!
Oh my God, I love you. I love you. Way to go, buddy.
Oh man.
So great. So proud of you.
No matter what happens in life, I'll forever be a world champion.
That was awesome.
That was awesome. Great football game. Unbelievable.
Hey, world champions, baby, we here now. Yeah! Hey! We did it!
Hell of a job.
Can you believe we won?
You did it.
Performance like that that we had as a team, that makes you immortal. I mean, as long as there's Super Bowls, they'll talk about that one.